use one.
Yeah, let me, all I got to do is clip it on. Just let me clip it on here.
Let me know whether you hear me okay.
Go ahead and speak up.
Hello?
Everybody hear Carl okay?
Everybody can hear me?
Yeah.
I'm not ever used to using these.
Oh, you good? Go ahead.
Hold on just a second. Let me get started. Oh, you good? Go ahead.
I just wanted to speak tonight on the subject of Christian giving. And it's something very dear to my heart. I always figured when I applied for Social Security, which I just did, and became a grandfather, I was getting kind of up there in age, so I didn't figure I had a whole lot of time left. And you know, it tells us in the Bible, with food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Well, I'm quite content. But the trouble is, I just have a little bit extra. And sometimes it's kind of hard to know what to do with it. Now I'm going to read you something from Truth From Today, December of 1970, written by a gentleman I knew once in Mobile, Alabama, named Oscar Baker. I'm sure some of you folks knew him. And I really had what a blessing it was to be with him in Mobile many years ago. And from one of the Truth For Today's, it was in the question and answer section. He said, tithing is mentioned 7 times in the New Testament. Now, one of them exhorts or commends us to do it. The tithe was a part of the law, and we have no such command under grace. But just as a suggestion, and knowing that we are to do all things decently and in order, it is more to keep, it is good to keep accounts and to do all things in a regular and business-like manner. The temple, tithe, plus the poor, relief, cost the Israeli 15% of his increase. And that was under the law. And here's what Oscar said. And it's only fitting that a man go a little over that when walking by grace. And kind of my core scripture for tonight is one, I guess I use it more than any other scripture. It's very, very dear to me. And it's in Ephesians 4:28, if you want to go on over there. Ephesians 4:28. And it says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that we may have to give to him that needeth. That's that scripture just, I noticed some of the speakers tonight were kind of teary-eyed, and I tell you, that one really brings tears to my eyes. And here's what Mr. Charles Welch had to his comments in the book In Heavenly Places. I'll share his comments on Ephesians 4:28. And it says, labor merely that one may have may be selfishness, and industry of itself might not express the truth. But labor that one may have something to give is an entire reversal of the lie that steals from another and is itself a manifestation of the truth. And let's go over to 1 Timothy 6, 18 and 19. And it says in verse 17, let's go 17 through 19. I think we can leave verse 17 out. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us all richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. And here's a scripture which most folks, if you ask them where it's found in the Bible, nobody knows. Well, you folks may know some of them where it is. But most folks think it's got to be in Matthew, or they guess John, or they guess Luke, and or Mark. But it's Acts 20, 35, and some of you may know that scripture. Acts 20, 35. And this was Paul was leaving some of the brethren there. And he said, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And let's look at Philippians 2:4. Philippians 2:4. And it says there, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And let's turn over to Ephesians 6:8. And it says there in Ephesians 6:8, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And lastly, let's turn to Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24. And it says here in Colossians, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. And I think in our daily lives, when we have the Holy Spirit working in us, I think there's a lot of need out there, not only amongst us that are here, but there's a lot of need out in the world. And I'll leave you with one final scripture, which I've really taken to heart in my own life, because it's in Matthew 19:13. And even though this is in Matthew and it deals with the kingdom, I think there's some truth in here for us for today too. 19 and verse 13. And this is our Lord. And there he was, and there were a bunch of little children around. And he said, then there were brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked him. But the Lord said, suffer the little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And all I can tell you in this world of ours, oh, you have a lot of Alexanders the coppersmiths out there and Demas that went back into the worldly scheme of things and everything. But, you know, when you think about giving, this is just what I think. I think you can't hardly lose when you give your children the need. Because children, they haven't gone on to all these worldly religions and rejected the Lord. And it's amazing, unless they've just lived with some horrible parents, a lot of them don't even curse yet like most folks do. And I've had some wonderful experiences with little children, and I think it's a very hard thing to give in this world. There's a lot of confidence men out there, but not amongst the children. And with that, folks, I just want to say it's been a real pleasure coming here, and I'm really glad to be here. And I really would like, anybody has any comments, I would especially appreciate it if you let me know your views on what I've talked about tonight, because it's something, as I'm seeing, you know, kind of the, maybe the end of the tunnel, something I, you know, I think Christian giving is important, especially important for me. And anybody has any comments or any suggestions or anything, I'd certainly like to hear it, because I don't know it all. Thanks a lot.